Okay, we want to welcome every one of you to this Good Friday service. We're glad that you can come. Those who are here for the first time, we want to welcome you. Those who are from Plangi Inda, we want to welcome you. Plangi Inda is joining us. Those from Calvary, let's welcome one another. Put your hands together, come on. Just give me a few more minutes, okay? Is that all right? I want to serve communion. How can we celebrate Good Friday without serving communion? I'm going to serve communion, and after that, you can go, and tomorrow there's no service. You can come back on Sunday. It's a Sunday. The service will be at 9:30. Okay? And the house is full. Full house. Okay? Look at the back. Full house. Okay? Turn and see for your excitement. Don't give out the cups right now, please. No. I'm not serving communion now. Thank you. They immediately ushered us all. Rajin, okay? Praise God. Isn't God good? I want to take this time to appreciate for the entire team that put this together under the leadership of both Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Derek. And I want you to just put your hands together and appreciate them. They all just they organized it themselves, and let's appreciate the youth. Youth. Let's appreciate the youth. Brian and his future wife, Lalani, and then what's so exciting? And then who else? All the media team. Let's appreciate the media team. That's right. Wow. Who else? All the ushers, appreciate all the ushers, you know, looking for seats. Above all, we want to welcome you who are here for the first time. And let's welcome the first timers. Come on, put your hands together. Now, everything that I want to say has been said. Nevertheless, I've got something to say too. Okay? And if you look at Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 6, you know, Good Friday is all about Jesus getting wounded on the cross that resulted in his death. Right, Bertan? I saw you yawning, Bertan. Okay. You know what? Look at the scripture. I want all of us to see. You know, Jesus gave everything of himself. You know, it was estimated by some researchers there were 5,446 wounds on the body of Jesus. 5,446 wounds on the body of Jesus. Now, this is what Prophet Isaiah says prophetically, 2,700 years before Jesus was crucified, prophetically. You know, look at the scripture. It says here, from the sole of the foot, sole. Everybody's soul. Everybody say soul. From the underneath of the foot to even to the head, the thorny crown to the head, there is no soundness in it. There is no soundness, which means from Thursday, Friday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday night, they started whacking Jesus. They started beating him up. Okay? How do I know? It says here, no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying. That means wounds that has not been attended to. It was not attended to. No bandage, no medicine, putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. Now, and then the next scripture, let him sit down. Betty, get him sit down. And then the next scripture I like you to look at, which has become a principal scripture for this service is Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Look at the manifold. Everybody say manifold. Manifold wounds and hurts that Jesus went through so that you can be completely healed. Say completely healed. Come on, everybody say completely healed. Every segment of your life, every segment of you as a human being, Jesus was broken so that we can walk out completely healed. Come on. Can somebody say amen, please? You know, John 10:10 tells us the devil comes, thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. That means I've come to give you a complete, total life. Satu penghidupan yang sempurna. Complete. Huh? Penghidupan or hidupan? Penghidupan, right. Okay. Now look at this, please. Look at the progression of his wounds. But Jesus was wounded for transgression. Everybody say transgression. Number one. Number two, he was bruised for iniquities. Wondering what they are right. Okay. Number three, the punishment, chastisement, the punishment of our peace was upon him. And finally, like what Brother Jeff said, by his stripes we are healed. Come on, say we are healed. Is that wonderful? Come on, is that wonderful? Now, which simply means every part of his body was beaten up so that we can be complete. In this Good Friday, I want to show you the manifold hurts and wounds that Jesus went through for different healings of each one of us. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Not just the body. Okay, now going back to Isaiah 53, okay, Isaiah 53 and verse 5, I'd like you to show you every wound that Jesus went through had a specific healing for us. And I'm going to break the scripture into four, a short one, and after that we'll pray for one another, serve communion. Is that okay? Can somebody say okay at the back? Some of you are feeling warm, huh? I can see the fan all going. But what to do? Too many people, I think. Number one, Jesus was wounded for transgression. Jesus was wounded for transgression. The word transgress means to break peace. You know what? Jesus was wounded for transgression simply means he came to heal our broken relationship with God. That's the first one. That's the primary focus. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, no matter how good you think you are, the Bible tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God through Christ Jesus is eternal life. And all the bleeding that you saw on the cross was to heal our broken relationship with God. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 says, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. By the blood, it's the blood that he shed from every one of those 5,446 wounds. That blood flew like a fountain and forgave our sin, redeemed us through his blood, through the forgiveness of our sin. God forgive our sin. And then, according to the riches of his grace. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just, not only to forgive our sin, but cleanse us from every unrighteousness. And if you're sitting here and you have not tasted the forgiveness of Jesus, Jesus would like to take your sin and he wants to give you the miracle of forgiveness. And you will have a new beginning. New beginning. Number two, he was bruised for our iniquity. Look at the next one. First, he was wounded so that our broken relationship with God can be restored. And the Bible tells us in our broken relationship, when we are restored, as many as who receive Jesus, to them God gave the power to become the children of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. Look at the next one. He was bruised for iniquity. What is this iniquity? Our sinful nature, our sinful character within us. Jealousy, debauchery, immorality, homosexuality, all kinds of brokenness inside of us to heal our broken soul. Come on, say broken soul. You know, when Paul said that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, it simply means not outside, but inside. Inside. Outside, we may look perfect and strong and healthy, but our soul, our real man, you know, our mind, will, emotion, and conscience has been darkened. Need to be renewed. Come on, are you here with me? You know, you could be sitting here and you may look so neat and tidy and even happy, but if your soul is broken, everything else in your life is going to be broken. Now, I want to ask you this question. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, rejoice always. And again I say rejoice. Have you lost your peace? Your inside peace? Jesus said in John 14 and verse 27, Jesus said, I give you my peace. My peace I give you. I leave my peace with you. Not as the world would give, but as my Father would give. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. And he said, do not be afraid. Don't be fearful. Have you lost your rest? Have you become restless in your life? Which means your soul is broken. And Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, come to me, all those who are weary and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come on, are you here with me? Have you lost the ability not to worry? Some of us may have lost it. Our lives are full of worries. Broken soul. And Jesus said in John 14 and verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me, also believe in God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number one, our broken relationship with God must be restored. Number two, our broken souls must be healed. Are you here with me? That's why Jesus was bruised. And he wants to heal your soul. If you're sitting here, you're broken. Come on, have you lost your confidence to live? You know, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Nobody comes to God except through me. Number one, he was wounded for transgression. Number two, he was bruised for iniquity. Number three, look at this. I like this. The punishment, the chastisement for our peace was upon him. Now here, Jesus came to heal our broken lives. Our lives that has been filled with curses. Broken hope has come to give us the blessing. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:3, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 says, Jesus who hanged on the cross, he exhausted all our curses. Come on, are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? There is a paribhasa in Bahasa Malaysia. Kais pagi, makan pagi. Kais petang, makan petang. Dan tidak dapat tidur. Because that's a crooked life. That's an incomplete life. A life that's filled with curses, financial curses, marital curses, relationship curses, barrenness, all kinds of things. But Jesus came to break that bondage and give us the freedom to live a complete life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. That's why the Bible tells us in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, a plan, a good plan to give you a hope and a future, not a broken life." Come on, somebody say amen, please. If you're sitting here and you desire your life to be complete and total, Jesus was punished for our well-being so that we can have a complete life. The word peace here is well-being. Everybody say well-being. 3 John 2 says, this is what, "My beloved, that you may prosper in all things and be in good health." My beloved, that you may prosper in all things. That's well-being. That's well-being. When the Orang Aslis got saved many years ago, God healed their water and they brought fishes. God healed the swamp, they brought crabs. God healed the jungle, they brought the wild boars. This is what it is. The punishment of our well-being, our complete family, healed family, restored family, our finances, our job, and our hope was upon Jesus. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Number one, he was wounded for transgression so that our broken relationship with God can be restored. We can be called the child of God. Number two, he was bruised for iniquity, that our soul that's broken, something is missing in our life. You know, I'm hurt, I'm rejected, I always feel I'm alone, I'm restless, I need healing. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then the punishment of our peace was upon him. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's well-being. Say, that's well-being. Isn't that wonderful? Well-being means carrying the blessings of God, carrying the favor of God. This Good Friday could be a real Good Friday for you. God can just break those curses in your life and you walk out of this place with the blessings of God. One of the things that Jesus did on the cross, he broke the bondage of curses and gave us the miracle of blessing. Turn to somebody and say, "I am blessed." You know what's the voice of blessing is? You know, come on, look at me. You know what's the voice of the blessing is? It doesn't say good things are going to happen, no. You know what the voice of blessing means? Good things are happening. Come on, say good things are happening. Don't go around telling people good things are going to happen. No, you're not some fortune teller. You need to tell them good things are happening right now. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, come on. Now, come on, say this together with me. This is well-being. I am blessed. I am favored. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above, not beneath. I'm going forward, not backward. I'm a child of God. My hope is ahead of me, and I'm pressing towards my hope. Come on, somebody shout amen. Come on, put your hands together. Whoa. That's a soul that's healed. 10,000 years, people have been in the church. They cannot forgive. They cannot forget the hurts. And on the 10,000 year, Jesus comes. And they don't know whether they could go or not. Because your souls are broken. Are you here with me? That's why Jesus said, come to, everybody said this, come to me. All those who are laboring and are heavy laden. This is a soul subject. Say soul subject. And I'll give you rest. And I want to pray for you this. Come on. Finally. Say finally. I'm closing right now. Number one, Jesus was wounded for transgression. He healed our broken relationship. Number two, he was bruised for iniquity. He healed our soul, mind, will, emotions, and conscience. Number three, the punishment of our peace was upon him. And what? Now finally, look at the last one. By his stripes we are healed. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. John, the 19th chapter, verse 1. They whacked him. Say, they whacked him. They whacked him. They pulled his beard, put a thorny crown, put a rod in his head, beat him, kneeled down before him, and said, "Hail the King of Jew." And, you know, all kinds of things they did. Finally, you know what? This is physical healing. Say, physical healing. The stripes are meant for your physical healing. As I walked in, this brother was saying, "My liver is completely healed." After we prayed, he said, "I went back, my results are out, and I'm completely healed." And a couple of days ago, Brother Siva sends me a message and said, "My wound on the toe is dried up." We prayed for him here and said, "Brother, go, it will be dried like a Icambilis, go." Dried up. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I'm going to invite Linda. Linda, go. Linda, Tamil Tan, how come? Linda Tan. To testify of a blockage. And while she's coming, prepare your hearts to receive your miracle. Go on.
Thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to share, because truly God is good. I think a month ago, I went for a full medical checkup, and I did a treadmill too. And through the treadmill, they saw my graph. So the doctor concerned said that my graph is not too good, because there's some missing, skipping. So he said, "I will introduce a cardiologist." So immediately, we went to see the cardiologist. Then the cardiologist said, "The way to check whether you got blockage in your heart is to do an angiogram." So I was hesitant. I discussed with Samuel first, and then we found it. Samuel Tan is my husband. So I discussed with him, and then we chose the date. I said, maybe this date we better. We are not traveling. And immediately after coming back from KL the next day, I got admitted. That is Monday, the Monday that passed. And when I was admitted, I do a few tests. And then that night, before this Tuesday, I'm supposed to do the angio. So I actually don't know much about angio, but I know that I will be alert. They will put in dye to check my heart and arteries. So I just tell the Lord, I say, "God, I want a new heart. I'm asking for a new heart, whether this heart blocked or what, give me a new heart. You know, this is my prayer." And I say, "My life belongs to you. I live my, and my life belongs to you. If you take me, you take me. But you're going to give me something." So the next morning when I woke up, that's the day where I go to do the angio. A sister texts me saying that through something, there's a message for me that you are not supposed to be in a hospital. You should be out of the hospital. But anyway, I say I receive it by faith. You know, God may want to pass something to me, and pastors and many sisters group in a prayer group, in every group praying for me. And I really thank God. And I went in that afternoon, and before that, of course, many tests. And then in my hand here, they were put anesthesia here so that actually I know what is happening. So then they poke the needle in where they can pump in or put in the dye, you know, into my hand. So it is slightly painful as the dye go in. And then I was seeing that the doctor was seeing a screen, there are many things like taking photo of my heart, something like that. So I decided to close my eyes lah. No need to see so much. Actually, I'm really alert. So as I was resting, something happened. I don't know whether this is normal, because I can feel the rushing of water like flowing through my arteries. Oh, in, out, in, out. Oh, when I was lying there, I felt so refreshed. I felt so good. I say, "Wow, angiogram is so good. You know, my heart will have all these things." Until the doctor say, "Okay, madam, go. Congratulations. No blockages in your arteries."
Come on, put your hands together.
Whoa! Yeah. So Actually, so I asked my husband, did you do your endure? Do you feel this way? You know, where your heart, like something gushing of water, you know, going through your arteries and things like that. So he said, no, don't. And I asked another person, also don't have. So then only I realized that encounter with God, God is giving me, cleansing me,
amen,
my heart.
A new heart.
Give me a new heart.
Come
praise
on.
The Lord.
That mic, you can take it with you. It's a souvenir. Carefully. Come on, let's appreciate God. Whoa! Come on, say whoa! Come on, stand to your feet. God, you're so good. And I'm going to just pray for you. We're going to pray for you. Not me alone, but we're going to serve communion. Come on, very quickly. Come on. I want to ask you this question before they sing. How many of you, thank you, Linda, anyway. Thank you for the testimony. How many of you, you want your relationship with God to be healed? It's broken and you want to be healed, number one. Number two, how many of you know that your soul is broken and you want your soul to be healed? Number three, how many of you are sitting here and you say, I want my family, everything concerning me to be healed. I want the well-being of God. And finally, how many of you are sick in the body and you want to receive healing? We're going to sing this chorus. And I want you to raise up your hand. I'll serve communion first. After that, we'll pray for you. Is that all right, guys? Okay.
God, you're come on, reach out so to God.
God, you're so good. Come on, let's celebrate.
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
Come on, it's Good Friday. Tuhan, kau adalah baik Tuhan.
And God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
I am blessed.
I am called. I am healed. I am whole. I am saved.
I want you to hear. I want you to hear your own voice.
Highly favored and anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am whole, I am saved in Jesus' name. Favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name.
Stay where you are with your hands. hands lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome presence of God. This Good Friday, something good is happening. Something good is happening. I want to ask you this question. You just wave your hand to me. How many of you would say, Lord, I want my broken, God, I want a relationship with you. Number one, I don't know you, but I want to know you, Jesus. All my relationship is broken. I want my relationship to be restored. Wave your hand to me, please. Just wave your hand. Wherever you are, just wave it. That's right. Wave. Come on, wave. You could be here for the first time. That's right. I can see the hands. Okay, number two. Okay. How many of you know that your soul needs to be healed? Your mind needs to be healed. Your will needs to be healed. Your emotions need to be healed. And your conscience need to be healed. I want to be healed. Just wave your hand to me, please. Nobody's looking at you. That's right. You could be suffering from rejection, hurts, and unforgiveness. Number three, you want to be blessed. All this time, my path is blocked. I don't have a pleasant path. Whether it's a job, a marriage, or whatever it is, I want to have a pleasant path. I want to have a pleasant path of your blessing. I want the well-being of Jesus. I want to be blessed. Come on, wave your hand to me. That's right. Finally, how many of you are sick in the body and I want to be healed? Can I see your hand, please? That's right, so many of you. Okay, you can put your hands down. Now, what we're going to do now, every eyes is closed, say this prayer together with me. Those who have a broken relationship with Jesus, this is very important for you, okay? Say this prayer. This is called the welcoming prayer. We welcome Jesus to come into our heart, and after that, we're going to pray for you, okay? Some of you may have gone far away. You want to come back to the Lord? Say this prayer together with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
From today onwards.
From today onwards.
I declare. Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the Lord of my life.
You are the Lord of my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
If I've grown cold. And gone away from you.
And gone away from you.
I'm coming back. This Good Friday. Is good to me.
It's good to me.
I'm coming back. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.
Those who need healing of the body, say this together with me.
I am healed.
As I receive this communion, I am blessed.
I'm healed.
My family is healed. Come on, lift up your hands. I want to pray for your families that are not here. I sense a father and mother, their heart is so burdened over their children. Let's pray for their healing right now. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, dear Father. Heal families. Heal families across the board. For this day, the Lord would say this to you. My cross is not a wasted cross. My pain is not a wasted pain. My brokenness is not a wasted brokenness. As you would put your trust in me, I am healing. Hallelujah. I am restoring and I'm setting you free, says the Lord. Come on, reach out and receive. Come on, reach out. I tell you, today is Good Friday because good things are already happening. Thank you, dear Father. I receive it. I receive healing over family. Children, come on, reach out. Reach out to the Lord. Thank you, dear Father. And while we're going to sing, we're going to unpack the communion right now, and we're going to serve communion.
And worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, and high and living set up.
Come on, Jesus, Son of God.
Jesus, Son of God.
the cup and the bread in your hands. Father, we thank you. This cup and the bread is very significant today because many years ago, it was this day that you shed your blood on the cross and your body was broken. And today, Lord, as we take this communion, the cup that represents the fountain of your blood and the bread that signifies your broken body, Lord, as we partake of this communion, Lord, bless this communion, dear Father. Let the bread become a healing bread. The cup become a cup of deliverance. Bless this communion. Let it be an honor to you. Let it be an honor and reverence towards you. And let this communion be a blessing to each one of us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Come on, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23, right up to 31, the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. Okay? After giving thanks, he broke the bread and he gave to the disciples and he said, this bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body. And Jesus said, as often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, we heard so many healing scripture. Let me just give you one more. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, for God sent his word to heal and to deliver. Let's eat this as a healing bread. Come on. Like manner, then Jesus took the cup and he gave to the disciples and he said, this cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made in my blood. The covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of new life, the covenant of hope. And Jesus said, as often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until my second coming. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. Come on, let's drink this cup. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, pastors, can I have the pastors come? Again, pastors, we're going to dismiss you properly. Those who are praying at the altar, can you come please? Those who are ministering at the altar. Okay, come. I want you guys to come first. Quickly, lie, quite at the end. Okay, those who are ministering, just come and stand here. Okay. I'm going to make altar call right now. Okay, quickly. How many of you, you lift up your hands and you said, my broken, I'm going to dismiss in a short while, hang in there. How many of you said, you have a broken relationship with God and I want that relationship to be healed? And if you're that person, raise your hand, can you come quickly, please? Come on, get out of your seat and come. Quickly, quickly. If you, come, bring them. James, if you brought your friends, come with them. Anybody else? We're going to pray for you. Come right to the front, please. Right to the front, right to the front, right to the front. Come right to the front, right to the front. Right. Anybody else? My relationship with Jesus is broken. Come on, come. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Keep coming. Anybody else? I'm going to just come forward. Come forward. I got another two more. Bring this gentleman. This side. Anybody else? Anybody else would say, my relationship is broken with Jesus. Oh, I've gone away from Jesus and I want to come back to Jesus. I've backslidden and I want to come back to Jesus. I want to give my heart back to Jesus. Anybody? Okay. If you don't have, time is running after us. Number two, how many of you would say my soul need to be healed? Come on. Can you come please? Get out of your seat and come. From the second line. Okay. Okay. Good. You're already here. Doesn't matter. From the second line. From the second line. Come on. Keep coming. Keep coming. From the second line. Ashes, can you help? Give me a second line. Second line. Second line. First line, move forward. Sorry. Guys, help, help, help. Come forward. My soul is broken. I want to be healed. Come. Come. Just keep coming. Okay, come. That's right. Come. Just feel. I'm coming back. Coming back. I'm coming back. Okay. How many of you are hurting, rejected, bitter, anxious? You want to be healed. Okay, anybody else? Number three. I seem to be not making a headway in my life. I want the Lord to bless me. I want the well-being of God. I need a pleasant path in my life. I want to be blessed. Come on. How many of you? Come on, get out of your seat and come. From the next line. Come on, don't be shy. Get out of your seat and come. Because this altar call is going to be a good, good one. Okay? Keep coming. Keep coming. From the other line. Jeff, help me. Push the chest back. Okay. Come on. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come on, keep coming. Anybody else? You know, I feel like my finances are cursed. I want to break loose from the curse of the finance. Okay, I want one. Derek, can you move some more? I got one more altar call. Move the chest back, please. Okay, finally. Okay, finally. Now look at me. It's the same anointing of the Holy Spirit that's going to work. Finally, how many of you are sick in the body? You want to be healed? Come on, get out of seat and come. Derek, from this line, the healing line. At the back, at the back. I'm sick in the body. I'm sick in the body. I want to be healed. I want to be healed. I'm sick in the body. Come on, keep coming from the next line. That's right. Keep coming. I'm sick. We're going to worship. Come, give me a simple chorus. Come, keep coming.
And God, you
the last line
so
is a healing line of your physical body.
God, you're
keep
so
coming. Keep coming, keep coming.
And God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
That's right. Yeah, keep coming.
God, you're so good.
Keep coming, please.
And God, you're so good.
Okay, people are coming for healing. Come. We still have people coming for healing. Anybody else? Anybody else healing? Okay, okay, come, come, can you usher them, Benjamin? Okay, the rest of you, can you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit, Lord, this congregation that's waiting to go back home. And I pray, dear Father, they'll go back home knowing something good is happening for them. Something good is happening for them. That they are favored, they are blessed. As they drive back, Lord, grant them genuine mercy. When they go home, let the joy of the Lord be excited in their heart. Bless them. We'll see them back on Sunday. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.